Welcome back to Horoscope Witch. It's Mal, and today is the day before the full moon lunar eclipse in Capricorn. So I'm recording this on Monday, July 15th, but the lunar eclipse will happen on Tuesday the 16th. And I just wanted to sort of dedicate a whole episode to this particular day. Just because this day is a very pinnacle point, I think, not only in the month of July, but also in our entire year of 2019. I almost think Tuesday, July 16th will sort of be like a very pinnacle point in everybody's year. It will be a turning point if we allow it to be. And a lot of difficult and challenging things will happen that day in the sky, but I kind of wanted to give some advice for the best way you can deal with that. So that's what this episode is going to be about, and at the end of the episode, I will give you guys some channeled messages for your zodiac sign, for this full moon lunar eclipse in Capricorn, and just some advice from spirit about how to deal with this energy. And I think overall, this will kind of be a little bit of a shorter episode. I'll admit to you, this Mercury retrograde bit me in the ass, like, really hard, and I've been a little bit slower, I've been a little bit emotional, the overthinking at times has overtaken me. You know, one of the things, I'll just say this, one of the things that has helped me through this Mercury retrograde, in this eclipse season in general, and just freaking Cancer season, because Cancer season often is like slow torture to me, probably because I already have so much water in my chart, and probably because I have some issues with letting go of things. And, you know, Cancer season the pain that Cancer season will cause you or may cause you is directly correlated to how much you live in the past and how much you are able to let go. So, of course, Cancer season is always hard for me. Just because, you know, if you look at my birth chart, guys, man, I really came to this planet to learn to let go and probably teach others to let go too. And it's no wonder why even the phrase letting go kind of pisses me off. But anyways, the one thing that, and by the way, we'll talk about letting go as this episode goes on. But one of the ways that I'll say to you that's really gotten me through this month so far has been journaling, and specifically sort of the artist's way version of journaling. If you've ever read the book, The Artist's Way, it's by Julia Cameron. It's all about like the creative process, and no matter what kind of artist or creator you are, you probably would get something out of that book. So if you've ever felt stuck or you're blocked, it's a really good book that I'm reading right now. And in The Artist's Way, the author has this sort of way of journaling, and she calls it morning pages. And it's this idea that you get up in the morning and you write exactly 3 pages of just pure word vomit. You just write exactly what comes to your head. The goal of morning pages is to not create anything. It's not to write a poem or write a story or write something substantial. It's just pure monkey mind word vomit. And I have to say, doing that is really, really nice. And we don't realize that our monkey minds can just take over, and they can just kind of control, worry, worry, worry. We don't realize just how many times a day we may think the same thought. And even worse, this repeating thought that we may be thinking, it may have no grounds in reality whatsoever, right? So in doing this sort of morning pages in the morning, I'm sort of able to word vomit that Mercury retrograde, overthinking, fear of letting go, whatever it may be, and I'm able to just get it out. And it's not to say I won't think about it for the rest of the day, but the overthinking is diluted profoundly when I do the morning pages. So I will tell you guys that. And for those of you out there who are listening to this and are thinking, oh, if one more fucking spiritual person tells me to start journaling, I'm going to click off this podcast. Know that anybody can do this type of journaling, because it's not even journaling. It's literally just word vomiting onto a page. And if you know how to write and you know how to hold a pen and you have some paper in front of you, you can do this exercise. And don't think of it like journaling. It's really a promptless journaling exercise. You just sort of, like I said, you write down anything that's weighing on your mind, and it actually truly helps. So that's the one thing I'll say that's been helping me through. Now, the one personal announcement that I'll make before I start talking astrology is that, I have officially gone live with the astrology part of my business. So if you've ever wanted to get a natal chart reading with me, or you feel just connected and you feel like you would like me to, you know, interpret your natal chart, and you would like to trust your soul with me, you can purchase one of those readings on my Etsy page now. So you can go to the link in my show notes and check it out. And that's the full natal chart reading. We'll make an appointment and we'll actually over Zoom, and we'll video chat, and we'll talk about your natal chart, and we'll talk about, you know, what kind of karma you brought into this world, and I'll answer all your questions. We'll talk about your aspects. We'll talk about even maybe your past lives and your childhood. And then we'll talk about your upcoming transits and all that fun stuff. So I look forward to working with you guys in this new way. And of course, all of my online tarot readings are still available on Etsy too. So if you feel more drawn to get a tarot reading with me, you can do that. But if you are one of the amazing people who have reached out and asked me when the heck I'm going to start doing natal chart readings, those are now up. So that's really exciting. And thank you in advance for supporting that. I really can't believe I'm stepping into my professional astrologer mode as of now, but I just kind of felt like I had to take the leap. And despite all the retrogrades and the eclipse season, I did feel in my gut that it was sort of just the right time. So yeah, I'm taking bookings for August now. And there is another thing about August. Oh, one more thing. Hopefully you'll see me on YouTube in August. So stay tuned for that. I'm kind of creating something really interesting for YouTube. And it's kind of a new way to reach my already pre-existing audience and also reach some people that maybe don't listen to podcasts. So that's the other big news that I'm going to be stepping into soon. So a lot of shifts happening. Okay, enough about me, guys. That's annoying. But yeah, any other shiznit that you need to know about me, it's in the show notes. And yeah, so let's zoom out for a second, guys. Take a deep breath. Okay. All right. So let's take sort of a bird's eye view of 2019 and sort of the ongoing transformation that the universe is inviting us to go on. So back in January of 2019, specifically January 5th, we had sort of this new moon, solar eclipse in Capricorn. And I view that moment in the year as sort of like the beginning of this whole initiation transformation that we've been going through this entire year. Okay. And then after that initiation point, we waited about 6 months until July 2nd. So just a couple weeks ago, we had our new moon solar eclipse in Cancer. And I think actually what that revealed to us, if we did surrender into that energy, we may have revealed, the universe may have revealed sort of the next step in our journey. It may have sort of given us a download or a new idea. Actually, right now, Spirit's giving me the Ace of Swords. So I'm really feeling like a lot of us may have gotten like a profound spiritual message about like where we're going, why we're here right now, what's the next step. And now that it comes to, you know, we're coming up on the July 16th full moon lunar eclipse in Capricorn, which is tomorrow. Now we're being actually asked to let go of the old stuff so we can actually have and achieve that new download that we may have got around the beginning of July. And then I do, to give you guys some optimism, an optimistic perspective, on July 31st, this month of July, oh my God, I think it's been the hardest month of 2019, at least for me. I think it does end with some positivity because we have a new moon eclipse in Leo and then Mercury goes direct. So I actually think that that's sort of our recovery. That's when we can really take the lesson. We can really put into action what we have to at that point and sort of move forward into having like a really just a last half of 2019 that's all about growth and all about pushing ourselves to our highest good. And I truly think that, you know, we won't recognize ourselves by the end of 2019. Even I don't really recognize who I was on January 5th of 2019 anymore. And you may want to reflect on that too. Are you still the same person as January 2019? Or at this point, I have a feeling that most of us have just substantially grown and substantially just probably went above and beyond our expectations for ourselves. And I have a feeling that a lot of us had these dreams, and at this point we're realizing that those dreams were way too small, right? But also there's always a price, right? You know, energy is neither created nor destroyed. It's only transformed. So if we do want to embrace that bigger version of us right now, there are some big things that we do have to let go of. And I promise I'll stop saying the phrase let go in a moment, because I'm going to explain a little bit more. And if you're like me, you kind of get pissed off when spiritual people, quote unquote, tell you to let go. Because, you know, really my whole life, up until recently, I had no idea what it meant to let go. And it caused me a lot of like really horrible pain that I didn't really even need to have. But that, alas, this is my life journey. And then just one more thing that will kind of be on the lookout for. Actually, this year on Christmas, December 25th, 2019, we'll have another new moon solar eclipse in Capricorn. So I have a feeling between the time of July 31st and December 25th, now this is like expansion time. I would say that January to July, it was more planning time. And then July to December, this is now we're showing up to our dreams. We're really putting our foot to the gas during this time. And I think on December 25th, we'll sort of be asked like, well, did we do the work, right? Did we put in what we needed to put in? Did we expand? Did we let go of those fears? Did we choose our soul's path over our ego's fear? And so keep that in mind. And it's not necessarily like a cryptic warning or anything, but I don't want us, me and you, to get to December 25th and feel like we chose our fears over choosing our soul's path, right? And I don't want us to get to December 25th and feel like we could have made a shift, you know, a long time ago, but we just didn't because we were scared. I want us to actually do it now. And yeah, so that's kind of what's like the bird's eye view of the eclipse season of this year. Now, specifically on Tuesday, the 16th of July, we do have the full moon lunar eclipse in Capricorn. And on that day, there's a whole bunch of stuff happening. So definitely be gentle with yourself. I always say that on eclipses, but definitely on this day, again, I think it is going to be one of the hardest, but also the most transformative day of 2019. Now, before the moon and the sun go exact with their opposition, the moon will actually conjunct Pluto at 21 degrees Capricorn. And yeah, again, that's before the full moon actually happens. So let's talk about that for a second. What does that mean in English when the moon conjuncts Pluto? Remember, we talked about in the Cancer episode that the moon in astrology, it represents our intuition, our memories, our emotions, and it's conjuncting Pluto, which is the planet of transformation and karma. So when the moon and Pluto get together, it's serious business, right? It's serious business. And I would say, just in general, if the moon and Pluto get together in your natal chart, especially in a square or an opposition or a conjunction, you're definitely learning a lesson in this lifetime about control and letting go. And remember, actually the Cancer and Capricorn dichotomy, you know, they sit at 120 degree opposition in the zodiac wheel. And remember, your zodiac opposite, it doesn't mean that you're complete opposites in personality. It actually means that you share a lot of the same lessons and you share a lot of the same shadows. Now, again, what is the shadow that Capricorn and Cancer share? Well, it's the shadow of wanting control, and it's the shadow of being unable to let go of the past. So ding, ding, ding. Tuesday the 16th, we're definitely going to be faced with a challenge about letting go of the past. And I will say that what I've realized, that letting go is actually a choice. And not all of us will, you know, when I get offended, I think, when I've been told to let go in the past, I actually think that it's because I used to interpret letting go as forgetting. Like, oh, just forget it ever happened. Just let it go. Oh, and like, that's hard for me because, again, as we discussed in the Cancer episode, last episode, Cancer is the sign of memory, right? So Cancer doesn't really forget things. And it's very hard for the Cancerian energy to forget, forgive and forget. So when we're faced with this theme of letting go, actually, I don't like to think of it as forgive and forget. I actually like to think of it as a choice. Letting go is a choice. It's actually, we can either stay in sort of the comfortability of the past and we can accept that there's a part of us that may just feel comfortable in the suffering of staying in the past. And also, there's probably a part of us that's addicted. We probably have an addictive thought pattern at times to thinking of the past, being in the past, staying in the past. And, you know, our brain does form these thought patterns to keep us safe, and the ego doesn't want us to be unsafe, right? The ego's whole goal is to keep us safe, but oftentimes it keeps us safe at our detriment, because then we don't grow past the fear, right? So we can choose that, right? We can, in the process of letting go, or I should say not letting go, we can choose staying comfortable, staying in the old way, staying in the past. We can choose staying or being addicted to the thought pattern of the repeating thought, or we can take a step towards the unknown, right? And actually, in order to let go of whatever it is, a relationship, a job, an old city, maybe you want to move, whatever, we have to actively choose and face the fear of the unknown, right? Because the ego is always going to tell us, stay the same. The ego is always going to say, hey, don't leave this relationship because there might not be another person around the corner. Don't leave this relationship because you're never going to find someone better. Settle in this job because if you leave this job, you're never going to find something as good as this. This is fine. Why don't you just settle? Don't leave this city. You're used to this city. And if you go into a new city, you're going to be in danger and it's not going to be safe. La, 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 la. These are all of the things that the ego will tell us. And honestly, they're not grounded in reality. They're not grounded in truth. And in letting go of those things, we do have to accept the fear, because there always is that fear of the unknown. But I've realized that, yeah, letting go and accepting the fear of the unknown, but doing it anyways, they go hand in hand. In order to let go, you do have to experience fear. You do have to experience that what if I don't find someone new? What if I can't handle being single? What if I can't live without this person? What if I never find another job that pays as much? What if I ruin my entire life by doing this? What if I'm never able to support myself as a healer? Whatever it may be, letting go requires us to hear the what if, but do it anyways, right? And really, at the end of the day, with, again, going back to that moon conjunct Pluto on Tuesday, we're actually faced again with that choice. Are we going to go and face the fear of the unknown, or are we going to stay comfortable in being the same, right? And remember, actually, humans, you know, out of all animals, actually, humans have the ability to convince themselves of things, right? That's the other word that spirit was kind of giving me in the last couple days. They were actually talking to me directly. They were like, Mallory, you're very good at convincing yourself that something feels right when it doesn't. And I think that's, you know, the ego versus the soul. Not to demonize the ego, because really at the end of the day, the ego's here for a reason. But the ego is very good at convincing people that, you know, just wait it out. Something may be around, or something may feel right in the end, or just wait it out. This is safe. Or convincing you that this may feel right again. But the soul will always maybe tell you, no, actually, this doesn't feel right. This thing isn't in alignment. This thing isn't going to work out in the end. So why are we still here? And I think today or tomorrow, both days actually, we may be faced with this question of what are we convincing ourselves of right now, but what is actually true? And also what spirit was saying with the convincing thing was that anywhere in life that we're convincing ourselves that something feels right, it's actually a drain of our energy. Right? And that's not a good use of our energy. And in order to walk on our highest path, we do want to have as few energy drains as possible. We actually don't want to have any energy drains, but that's a very hard thing to accomplish at first. I think at the end or on the greater spiritual journey, we get better at recognizing energy drains. But in the beginning of the spiritual journey, we may make excuses for the energy drains in our life. And we may see the energy drains in our life as, again, keeping us safe. And it's not necessarily true. And the cliche phrase that comes to mind with this moon conjunct Pluto is, you know, happier and better things wait on the other side of fear. And we always have to remember that. So when we're choosing to actually embrace the fear of the unknown, that risk is large, but also the reward at the end of it is much larger than the actual fear. So remember that. Now, And also one more thing, guys, it's kind of sad when that fear of the unknown completely takes over us, right? Because then what we're doing is we're choosing to live in a place of fear over living in a place of happiness. We're choosing, I'm too scared to leave this situation or leave this relationship, because like staying in the unhappiness of the relationship feels safer than my fear of the unknown. And that's never a good place to live in our lives, right? And again, I don't think everybody listening on the other side is going through the relationship thing. I'm just using that as an example, but it could be anything. And that's really we're never living a fulfilled life, a full life, if we're living from that mindset. Okay, so that's, you know, that'll happen first in the day. That'll happen like mid-morning. Moon will conjunct Pluto. And those are kind of the themes when Moon and Pluto start talking to each other. And then, of course, we have, you know, the full moon moves into 24 degrees Capricorn. So the moon will move into 24 degrees Capricorn and it'll directly oppose the sun at 24 degrees Cancer. So again, that question of letting go and also control. Control comes up during that time. This moon, it does have to do with control. It actually doesn't have to do with necessarily it could have something to do with people's control over you or your need to control another person. That could certainly ring true. But I also think it has to do with us like controlling, needing to control our lives when really we need to sort of co-create with spirit. And co-creating with spirit has nothing to do with controlling every single detail of our lives. Actually, a big part of co-creating a life with spirit is letting go of control and knowing that ultimately your intuition and spirit, they see things that you can't see. And in accepting that, it makes it easier to let go of control. And again, we're in a society when we're taught that we need to have control over every aspect of our life. And if we don't have a 5-year plan or a 10-year plan, you know, we're dumb or we're stupid or we don't have ambition or whatever. When in reality, spirit laughs at that, right? When you try to plan the future, you know, it's just going to change. And we have to let go of control when it comes to needing to know the future. And that's something that's come up a lot with me too lately. There could be some addiction situations coming up around this day too. I'm not talking about like traditional cliche addictions like drugs and alcohol. I'm talking about what are the thought patterns that we're addicted to and what do we need to let go and change? Remember, Capricorn, what card rules Capricorn in the tarot? It's the devil card. And Capricorn also is ruled by Saturn, which is the planet of sort of restriction. So where are the addictive thought patterns restricting us from living our best life? Maybe we're addicted to the thought that we are alone and we have no friends. Or maybe we're addicted to the thought of, you know, I'm never going to find a fulfilling relationship, or I'm never going to be happy in my job, or I'm never going to feel okay with myself. Any repeating thought that we have, it may be an addiction. And I think this full moon is an opportunity to become aware of those thought addictions and letting them go. So that's the moon energy. So again, you can see it's very heavy. And we've probably been feeling this actually probably since the new moon happened on July 2nd. So I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of us as a collective have had some death moments, some tower moments, some four of cups moments, some chariot moments. All of those cards may be applying right now. Now, the other thing on Tuesday, which is sort of just like the sprinkling on top of this really challenging energy is that Venus is going to be at 16 degrees Cancer, and it's going to oppose Saturn at 16 degrees Capricorn. So when Venus and Saturn start sort of yelling at each other, they're opposing each other at 180 degrees, it's actually a little bit of a depression aspect. So watch like the feeling of you may feel overwhelmed with your emotions right now. But just because you feel sad about something ending, or just because you feel like you're mourning a loss of an old version of yourself, or an old relationship, or an old job, or whatever it may mean, just because you feel sad and you are mourning how it's ending, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's wrong, right? I actually think Venus opposing Saturn, it's a good time to, in a way, dive deep into our grief and our sadness and just embrace it and not try to fight against it, and sort of see it as more of spirit is almost showing me like a stormy sort of lake, and Venus opposing Saturn is sort of us swimming across this lake, and it's really choppy and a storm is kind of happening. But what spirit is saying is they're like, remember, you have a life jacket on. So you maybe get hit by a couple waves and it may be harder to get across the lake. But at the end of the day, you're already in the middle. So just get to the other side. Don't turn around and go back and have to start all over again. Just go forward. Swim through the current. Swim through the waves. And actually, you'll have an easier time swimming through this choppy lake if you sort of just let the current take you. And you don't try to fight against it. Don't try to fight against the waves crashing over you. Just sort of let it go and let it flow. If that makes sense. Like, spirit is actually really giving me this image that and now this is kind of embarrassing, but they're giving me the song you're halfway there, like, whoa, living on a prayer. So what I'm getting is that we are, with this Venus opposing Saturn, there is something that we're like halfway through right now. It's like a grieving process or a letting go process. And we're literally at the halfway point right now. So they're like, don't turn around now. Keep going. Don't go back to square one. Go finish the whole thing. Go to point B now. So I don't know if that makes sense to anybody. It kind of makes sense to me, though. With like just the emotional grieving process, it may be like a time to accept what we're going through and accept that just because we feel sad doesn't mean that we are on the wrong path. That's the other thing. And then on top of it, guys, Mercury's in fucking retrograde. So on that date, on the Tuesday, Mercury retrograde backs into 1 degree of Leo. And then in a couple days, it'll be like 29 degrees Cancer. So Mercury retrograde is moving from Leo to Cancer. So again, that's another emotional energy. So this day, really, guys, be gentle with yourself. Do some of that journaling, that word vomiting on the page. But also, I would say really the highest message from spirit is choose the fear of the unknown. As hard as it can be sometimes, choose the fear of the unknown over staying comfortable. Because actually, part of the spiritual path and part of being on your spiritual journey, you are going to be faced with a lot of situations where you have to choose the fear of the unknown in order to move forward. And if you are on the spiritual path, you're probably going to be faced with more life situations where you feel like you are taking a risk. I'll leave her name in the comments. Her name's Betsy LaFay. I follow her on Instagram. I'm really a big fan of what she has to say. And she made a post the other day about how When you're intuitive, taking a risk isn't actually a risk because you already know the gut. Your gut is telling you, yes, this is the right path. So it may look like a risk to other people, but to you and your intuition, your higher self, it isn't a risk because it's actually the only way you can go forward now. And that's a similar message that Spirit is giving me too. As we walk the spiritual path, taking risks and choosing fear of the unknown is going to become easier. Maybe the first couple times we do it, it may feel hard, but we're going to get better and better and better at it until it just becomes second nature, and until we actually maybe find it easier to embrace the unknown and it doesn't become such a big fear anymore. So I really think that's the beauty of this whole day. And really, it's sort of the launching off point. You're only as good as what you're willing to let go of right now. and that's definitely the theme. And then a more positive note, on Thursday of this week, so that would be Thursday, July 18th, Venus will be in 17 degrees Cancer, and it's going to trine Neptune in 17 degrees Pisces. And Venus will also conjunct the North Node. So I have a feeling that by Thursday, we may feel like purified in a way, and we may feel happy that we chose to let go. We may feel like we have a better sense of where we're going and what our life purpose is. And I feel like also on that day, look out for signs from the universe that you did the right thing. When Venus trines Neptune specifically, I think it's a very intuitive aspect. It's a very like divine aspect. It's highlighting our own divinity. And if there's anybody that you work with, like a saint or an angel or a god or a goddess or whatever, or if your spirit guides give you certain signs or your ancestors give you certain signs, ask them on this day, specifically on Thursday, to give you a sign that you're on the right path, and look out for signs that you've done the right thing. And despite how emotional you may feel right now, and despite how emotional you may feel until, let's say, July 31st when Mercury goes direct, give them a sign that you should keep going, you know? That's how I really feel about that day. And one other thing I wanted to say was the goddess that's kind of coming to me for this full moon lunar eclipse in Capricorn on Tuesday the 16th is another Orisha goddess. Her name is Oya. And Oya, she is the Orisha goddess of weather and storm and transformation. So she sort of sends, big storms to planet Earth to sort of ruffle our feathers. But really, with these storms, she's asking things to get sort of switched around and destroyed, but it's only because of rebirth. And I think that's why also the kind of the spirit animal that I think I would associate with this full moon lunar eclipse would definitely be the phoenix. I definitely think this is like a burning to the ashes, rebirth sort of situation. Now, the crystal that's been coming to me for this specific lunar eclipse would be sunstone. Now, by the way, guys, it's not that I don't like crystals, because I do use them, but I also think that crystals are just like a gateway drug into spirituality. And like they can definitely be, you know, used, but a crystal is never going to like cure your, you know, your ailment, or a crystal is never gonna like do the shadow work for you, you know. Like, I think crystals can be excellent helpers and excellent supports, and I scientifically crystals have some of the same electromagnetic fields and some of the same properties as our actual organs. So when we place them on our skin or carry them with us, they do have physical effects on our bodies and on our energetic fields. So I fully believe in their power, but also know that, you know, it is a crystal. It can only do so much. So when I say, you know, sunstone is the crystal that was coming to me for this full moon, don't think I'm telling you, run out and get a sunstone. It's the only thing that will help you through this. I mean, you can go get a sunstone if you feel like this is ringing true to you, but I think sunstone, it promotes like this idea of optimism, and it does promote choosing happiness over fear. In that we do need that sense of optimism right now. We do need that sense that choosing the fear of the unknown will pay off in the end. And also something that people don't talk about with sunstone, but I was reading in the Crystal Bible by Judy Hall. She said that sunstone has the ability to remove hooks, energetic hooks, from you to another person, and it actually transmutes those hooks into like a positive energy. So I think that's also something we could use right now. We really do need to transmute any toxic energetic hook we may have to another person and sort of dispel it out into positivity, letting go. If you do feel the need to do any cord cutting right now, I definitely would do that. Just make sure that when you are cord cutting between you and another person, make sure you are, yes, removing that cord from you, but also sending them love, light, positivity, forgiveness in return. And that actually isn't just to benefit them, it's to benefit you too, right? So that's the energy of this week. Hang in there, guys. And next up, I'm going to give you your channeled messages for this full moon lunar eclipse. So thank you guys so much. And you guys are so sweet. Literally every message you guys send me and every review and all that shit, it just makes my day. So I really, really appreciate you guys. And even on my worst days during this Mercury retrograde, you guys have made my day truly better. So thank you so much. All right, guys, welcome back. I'm going to give you your channeled messages for this full moon lunar eclipse in Capricorn on July 16th, 2019. I'm going to be not using tarot today. I actually think because the energy is so heavy, I think what we actually need is more some like animal messages. So I'm going to be using The Wild Unknown Animal Spirit Oracle by Kim Kranz to give you your channeled message. So I'm going to mainly direct this to your sun sign, but if for some reason your sun sign does not resonate with you, you can feel free to, see your or listen to your moon sign and your rising sign, or you could feel free to just listen to all three and sort of mix the messages together to fit you. And I'm also going to ask Spirit to let me know, like, because the theme is so heavily about letting go, as we discussed, and about moving towards the fear of the unknown, that's sort of what I'm going to ask Spirit to sort of frame the messages in. So sort of like, what energy does this sign need right now in order to let go and embrace fear, and not let fear control them? So yes, that's kind of what I am going to do. And without further ado, I'm going to start with Pisces because you know, Pisces is like the sign with the like the last name that starts with Z, and you always have to go last in class and, you know, things like that. So Pisces, Spirit, please give me the channeled message for Pisces. And by the way, I'm going to try to put the timestamps in the notes. Okay, Pisces. Actually, you received the Tiger. So what I'm getting actually is that you almost need to be very fierce right now with what you intuitively feel. They're actually showing me a very aggressive image of like a boxer like punching someone in the ring, or like someone who's an athlete like getting up and like doing everything they can to train for this big game, and they just don't let anything stop them. So I'm getting just in general the messages like be fierce with what you intuitively feel, almost don't back down, and let your intuition sort of fight the way forward for you right now. I'm getting actually right now, Pisces, you know that like your ego wants to keep you scared and keep you small, and you're just not letting it get to you anymore. I really find right now that like you're really letting your intuition take over, and that's good. That's exactly what spirit wants you to do right now. So really go forward, and don't ask. What other thing that they're saying is don't ask for anybody else's opinions right now. Go forth what you feel is right. And really, it's you and your intuition at the end of the day. And the other thing, too, they're saying is, you came into this world alone, and you're going to also die alone, which is kind of depressing, but they don't mean it in a depressing way. It's more like just do what you feel is right now, and don't worry about anybody else, because at the end of the day, this is you and your path. Okay, so Aquarius, can I get a channeled message for Aquarius? Okay, raccoon. So Aquarius, with the raccoon right now, so the raccoon is nocturnal, and it searches for its treasures when it's dark outside. And actually, people, if you ever see like a raccoon out in the daylight, it's like a sign that the raccoon is like sick, or like you should never approach it when it's daytime, because it might have like rabies or something. Like these are nocturnal animals. So what am I getting with this? I'm getting that you right now, it's sort of like you can't hide your emotions right now. People know that you're upset. People know that you're going through a hard time. So why don't you just talk about it a little bit more? And also, why don't you just embrace that you're going through a hard time? Why don't you just embrace that there are some things that you're going through and you're dealing with right now? And yes, this year has been hard for you, Aquarius. And you've gone through some tough things. And now it's sort of all catching up to you, I feel. And I do feel a sense of like an emotional exhaustion. So I'm feeling like the key to letting go for you particularly is to sort of, you should have this emotional release at this point. Like you should cry it out with a trusted friend, and dive deep into your emotions right now. Don't resist. Whatever you do right now, don't resist. And know that you will find like the treasure that you need to find within like the darkness. And I know that sounds cliche, but it's true. And I feel like once you do let those emotions out, it afterwards there will be sort of a new sense of enlightenment and a new sense of how to move forward. Okay, Capricorn, what is the channeled message for Capricorn? Okay, dragonfly. Okay, this is interesting, Capricorn. Actually, oftentimes, Capricorn, you forget how intuitive you are, because, you know, the Capricorn archetype is focused on being like the master of the material realm. But right now, especially with this full moon happening in your sign. This isn't about the material world right now. This isn't about what you want to manifest. This isn't about money or fame or fortune. This is about you and your intuition. And this is about you choosing the path that will ultimately provide you the most personal development versus material gain. And not to brand you as like shallow or anything, or not to like say that I think Capricorns are only about the material gain, because I don't think that at all. But again, like, I do see there's a shift in you right now where you're taking your journey of personal development more seriously. And I'm also getting that, like, they're saying, like, you're becoming more of an adult. And Saturn, it's hard sometimes because, like, you're ruled by Saturn. And Saturn's, like, this, like, old grandpa taskmaster who really maybe never let you to be a kid to begin with. There's a sense that you always had to sort of be an adult and manifest and do all these things. But I have a feeling that like your emotional responsibility is becoming an adult, if that makes sense. Like you're becoming more mature in how you deal with your emotions, and you're approaching your intuition in a more mature way too. So definitely pay attention for messages that are coming through at this time. Okay, Sagittarius, you got two, actually. Okay, Sagittarius, you got rabbit and moth. Okay, so I think specifically for you, Sagittarius, it might be a challenge to choose, to overcome the fear right now of the unknown. Typically, Sagittarius, you're really good at that because you want to expand, you go to new places. Actually, going into the unknown is typically like a thrill for you. So in practical terms, this full moon should, quote unquote, be a little bit easier for you because it's asking us to step into the unknown. But for some reason, there is an old version of yourself that you're scared to let go of. I'm getting this has to do with your persona, actually. This has to do with you choosing to be vulnerable. This has nothing to do with your ability to take a risk physically, but this has to do with you taking a risk in love, taking a risk, an emotional risk. Again, like spirit is giving me the main word vulnerability. And also, why are they giving me all these weird songs today? I am hearing the song Carrie Underwood's Jesus Take the Wheel. So you will have to trust really, really greatly right now in your divine source, and trust in your own divinity. And if you feel frightened right now about the next step, let the idea of like God or spirit, let the idea of them protecting you give you some relief. Know that no matter how scary things may feel right now, you are divinely protected, especially when it comes to emotional investments. Okay, so I'm also getting for some of you, don't back out of love because you're scared, or like don't back out of love because it's hard. And like there's a difference between backing out of love because it's truly not meant to be and backing out of love because you're scared of emotional investment. That might just be for like a couple of you or one of you, but that was definitely coming through. Scorpio, what is the channeled message for Scorpio during this full moon? Turtle. Wow, that's interesting, Scorpio. Okay, let me listen in for a second. Okay, what's that freaking one poem? It's like, Oh gosh. Don't. I'm going to put it in the show notes. God damn it. Scorpio, go to the show notes. There's a poem that Spirit's giving me, and I don't want to embarrass myself. It's like, it's by, I forget by who it's by, but it's like, don't go gentle into this good night. Is it John Donne? I don't know. Kill me. Don't give me an F. I was an English major. So yeah, so it's called Don't Go Gentle Into This Good Night. I'll put it in the show notes. But what Spirit is saying is, like, you do need to be a warrior right now, but almost like a gentle warrior. You win more battles with kindness, especially with yourself. And they're actually giving me the vision of, like, fire being put out by water. So I'm getting that, like, the way to approach this energy of the full moon, it's not about being fiery, it's not about burning things down right now, it's actually about purifying with the element of water. So you may want to work with the element of water during this full moon right now. And there's, like, it's almost like, don't be, Scorpio, you would never be a pushover, but also know that when it's a waste of your energy to get angry, and when it's maybe just easier to be a little bit softer and gentler, and again, be that warrior, but be the kind and gentle warrior right now. And I think that comes to you dealing with yourself right now too, in your own personal development. Be a warrior when it comes to dealing with your own wounds, but don't let them overtake you, and don't let them burn you down, and know that you are coming to a new beginning with the way you're seeing your own wounds right now. Libra. Okay. All right, Libra, this is a huge opportunity for you to expand beyond anything I think you've ever felt before. And this makes sense, because now Spirit is reminding me that, like, your new moon in Cancer reading was particularly like intense, and now this full moon is sort of letting you know that you are divine in yourself, and I'm hearing, like, divine independence. Sorry, did I give you the card, Libra? You got the horse. Sorry, when I'm in Spirit, I start getting loopy. Libra, with the horse, yeah, I am hearing divine independence. I'm getting that this is a time that you've really never had before, but right now you're at an opportunity, you're at a turning point with how you've dealt with others, how you've dealt with relationships. You're almost having, like, flashbacks of all of the times you've chosen someone else's happiness over your own, and all the times that you've maybe displayed some sort of self-sacrificing tendency in order to make someone else happy or make someone else feel comfortable. And I'm getting you, like, just trampling over all of those moments. And right now, you really have the choice. And you're like, no more. No more self-sacrificing. No more choosing others over me. Now, this last half of 2019 is about my happiness. And what's funny about that is, actually, you'll attract partners and friendships on a higher frequency when you go about things like that. Spirit is definitely giving you permission to be selfish at this time. Okay. So we did Scorpio, Libra, Virgo. Okay, Virgo, you got the deer. So I'm just getting that, like, you don't want to admit right now how hard this full moon's energy may be affecting you, but it really is, and it's making you feel quite emotional, and you're not the one to want to show vulnerability and be emotional, because you always want to be the healer to other people, and you want to be that strong face for other people. But there is a sense of your life right now where you kind of feel like certain things are crumbling, and that's okay. Let that sort of thing happen and let that change happen. No, again, it sounds cliche, but Spirit is saying, know that things are crumbling for a reason, and know that things are sort of just being switched around. So it's not even that they're crumbling, it's like they're being rearranged. And oh my God, that's so funny, because you know, if you imagine like the cliche Virgo, if you came into their apartment and let's say the furniture was like perfectly arranged, the way they like it, and everything was like spotless and clean. And then can you imagine if like a little fairy came in and started like messing things around and like switching up where the couch was? And the Virgo would be so pissed, right? But that's kind of what Spirit's doing right now. Again, it's not so much a crumbling, like I said in the beginning. I feel strongly it's just a rearranging of energy. And you may not understand completely right now why this is happening, but use your intuition at this time, Virgo. Again, it's not the time to be logical right now, it's the time to be intuitive. And this is your opportunity to let go of control. Let Spirit rearrange some things and trust the way they're being rearranged. Don't try to fight it. Don't try to like sit on the coffee table while Spirit drags it to the other side of the room, you know? Like, just let it go. Let it flow. Let it go. Let it flow. There was another song that was coming to my head. I feel like, what is it? It's like I think it's Miley Cyrus, Seven Things I Hate About You, but I have no idea why Spirit's making me, why Spirit's giving me that song in relation to you. But I guess if some Virgos right now, if they feel like rearranging when it comes to relationships, for me, the Seven Things I Hate About You by Miley Cyrus, it's about like being bothered by your significant other and the things that they do, but at the end of the day, you still love them. So some Virgo out there may be being faced with the realization that their partner isn't perfect like they want them to be, but they love them anyway, and they're gonna have to accept that they're not perfect. And again, that could just be for one of you. Okay, Virgo, Leo, channel message for Leo. Otter. So I heard the only way out is through, Leo, and I'm getting that you may be tempted right now to distract yourself with like friends, fun, food, alcohol, that kind of thing. But, and you can do that, especially if you feel heavy. I know when Leos feel heavy and disappointed, actually they may need some sort of like fun and lightheartedness to get out of that. But Spirit is warning you, be careful of how much you do that at this time. They're saying you may miss the lesson if you try to numb it. If you try to numb the feelings right now, you may miss the lesson. You may not learn the lesson. So don't numb out things right now. Really come full circle. And I'm getting, if you do stay present, I'm getting actually the ultimate gift will be that you end a cycle, which is always really beautiful when we end cycles and when we decide like, okay, that's the last time I'll ever do that kind of thing. I'm never going to do that again. I've learned the lesson maybe 1, 2, 3, even 4 times now, and I'm just over it and I'm done and I'm going to move on now and I'm going to level up. I'm getting that's the opportunity at hand right now, Leo, but it only comes if you're present. If you numb out right now and you just feel stupid for repeating the same old thing again and again, and you're going to like be funny and like make fun of yourself and be like, oh, guess I just, you know, fucked the wrong guy again, haha, and you're gonna like and you're gonna like drink it away or like and like drink your sours away, that's no, like that's not what we're doing right now. Like, you need to really assess what's the pattern that's being repeated and do I want to continue to repeat it. Okay, Cancer, this will probably be kind of an emotional one for you too. Okay, you got Cobra. So that's really beautiful, actually. I'm getting that, I'm hearing the lesson is finally learned. I'm getting that the student has become the teacher in some way. And also, Cancer, what I'm getting is, like, what advice are you giving other people that you're not giving yourself? Cancers are usually very good at giving people advice, and you may be, you know, let's say you have a situation where your friend is in sort of like a toxic relationship, and you're telling your friend, you're better than this, you should leave this, you know, you don't deserve this, you could totally have, you know, there's so many fish in the sea, there's so much better people out there, you know, you don't need this shit in your life, yet you're telling your friend this about their toxic relationship, yet let's say you, Cancer, may be in a toxic situation or your toxic relationship, and you're not giving yourself that advice. So I'm getting, right now, you might need to give yourself the same advice that you're giving a friend or that you would give a friend. And also, would you want your best friend or your child or your someone that you love, would you want them to be doing the same, treating themselves the way you are treating yourself right now? And you would probably be like, no, I wouldn't want my daughter to be dating the guy I'm dating right now, or like, I wouldn't want my best friend to be in the relationship that I am in right now, you know, like that kind of thing. And yeah, like, you're almost, it's like you need to teach yourself right now. You need to teach yourself the lesson that you want to teach others. And there's a big learning lesson happening right now. And Spirit is also saying that you can ace the test right now, or you can wait it out and, like, worry about the test and, like, study for another couple weeks and study it and psych yourself out, or you can just take it now. Okay, so I don't really, that doesn't make sense to me, but maybe it'll make sense to some Cancers out there. Like, maybe just take the test now and get over with. How about that? Okay, what comes after Gemini? Gemini, you got Stingray. So I'm really getting, Gemini, you need a rebalance at this moment. I'm actually getting that you, like, the eclipse has probably hit you early, and I think things already, like, went down, and maybe, like, shit already happened during this Mercury. It probably is because you're ruled by Mercury, and this whole month has been Mercury retrograde. So, you know, Mercury retrograde could very well be biting you in the ass right now, Gemini, but in a good way, because it's almost like the eclipse has already happened to you. Like, the shit's already come to the surface. You already know what you're gonna have to deal with. And I almost feel like some of you have already let go of what you need to let go of. And you've already, like, started doing the work. Like, it's like you're getting the homework done a couple days in advance, which is great. But now it's about rebalancing your energy to realigning your chakras. Did I freaking forget? You got Stingray? Did I say that? Sorry, guys. I'm in Spirit right now, so I'm not paying attention. But you did get Stingray. And the Stingray sort of has this, like, these, like, floppy wings, but then it has this really, like, solid spine. So it's almost like go with the flow, but rebalance yourself going forth. And I can't help but feel like you will need some time alone. And I think that's why Mercury retrograde is sometimes hard for Geminis, because they are like social butterflies. But then when Mercury retrograde hits them, they know they have to go a little bit more internal. So you may need to go more internal right now. But remember, you can find like rest and relaxation and rebooting within isolation. Not to say you have to completely isolate yourself, but I have a feeling you do need like a day or a week or maybe even a few weeks kind of spending some time alone. Spirit is also giving me in my head the the card Four of Swords, which tells me that you do need a lot of rest right now. And it's almost like your nervous system needs to take in all of the changes that are happening right now too. So be gentle on yourself, Gemini. It's almost like Spirit's like, have a cup of tea and relax. And I think things have already sort of started to happen for you. Taurus. Taurus, you got Scorpion. Okay, so this full moon, I want you to find a way to let out anger. There's still some residual anger that you're holding on to. And again, it's like that old phrase, like holding on to regret and holding on to anger. It's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Holding grudges literally is horrible for the energetic system. Anger is horrible for the energetic system. It's not to say that anger is a horrible emotion, because anger can definitely be a beneficial emotion if you let yourself express it and you work through it and you figure out what it's trying to lead you to. I'm getting this anger that you may be carrying. It's actually trying to lead you to some sort of sadness or pain or hurt. And once you get there, then it's going to come full circle. But if you can continue to hold on to this anger, this isn't to scare you guys or anything, but like anger and resentment and grudges, they do manifest in the body in different ways. They can cause us pain. They can cause us suffering. And that's not what we want, right? So let that out in any way you think you need to. And don't let that simmer. Just you need to let it out. There's a big emotional release happening with Taurus right now, specifically with the anger thing. And that's okay. That's okay. Let your anger lead you to the answers. And let your anger lead you to release and letting go. Aries. Okay, Aries, you got actually two cards. You got Panther and Fox. I'm going to listen in for a second. Okay, I'm getting that, like, the message here is that your like the full moon may put you like on the emotional defense and it may tempt you to react in like really like emotional explosive ways. But I think you should sort of take inventory of your emotions and know that like just because you have an emotion like anger or sadness or whatever, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to react to it. I'm getting that you, in the 48 hours surrounding this eclipse, I'm getting that like Spirit is saying don't let your emotions lie to you, and don't let your emotions lead you into doing something stupid. Almost have like a bird's eye perspective of your emotions and sort of acknowledge like, yes, I may feel sad. Yes, I may feel angry, but it doesn't necessarily mean that I have to do something with this emotion. Maybe all I really have to do with it is let it be present at the table. I don't have to react with this emotion. So I'm getting like Spirit is saying, be careful about how you react at this time. And be careful of like the conflicts that may arise. And like, I'm getting that actually like conflicts won't lead anywhere good for you right now. I'm getting like letting things simmer down and sort of focusing in on yourself and maybe journaling about your emotions is a better bet right now. It's kind of like the old saying, like write a letter but never send it. That's what I'm getting with you. Like if there's someone you're upset with or like someone that hurt you or something like that, you just want to let them have it, write the letter and wait like 48 hours or even a week and see if you still feel that way. Because I'm also getting that these emotions are very temporary. So I think that's everybody, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, that's everybody. Oh, guys. Okay, so this is going to be a big one. Be gentle with yourself. thanks so much for listening. If you resonated with your channeled message, you can let me know. Thanks so much for all of your support. And I think the next episode that you'll hear from me will be probably around, maybe it'll be sooner, but definitely around the end of July. I'll be doing the Leo season, the Leo archetype episode, and then some more messages for that last eclipse. So I hope you guys like these channeled messages, and have a wonderful full moon, and let me know how it goes. I'm a little scared, but I think it'll be good in the end. So thanks, guys.